Richard Bell is a voting and civil rights attorney and author of Voting, The Ultimate Act of Resistance. Richard, it's good to talk with you. Does this situation cast the entire ranked choice voting process in New York in doubt?
No, I would actually say it casts in doubt the whole process of having the Board of Elections as it stands and has stood for a century. That's what's wrong. This isn't about ranked choice voting. This is about incompetence and nepotism that hasn't been addressed in 100 years on the Board of Elections.
So this is less an indictment of ranked choice and more of an indictment of the Board of Elections?
Oh, completely. Completely. As a matter of fact, the New York Times did a whole expose on the Board of Elections back in October and its history of incompetence and nepotism and just utter inability to understand its function.
What can the Board of Elections do right now to right this ship and gain the public's confidence in its ability to properly execute an election?
Transparency, transparency, transparency. They better tell the public and show the public at every stage what is going on and make themselves accessible to media outlets to explain every step of this process. That is all they can do right now, other than obviously competently counting the votes.
Will they need to do a do-over and start all over again with another primary?
Based on what I heard, and for the early reports, no, they believe they isolated the problem of including the 135,000 test vote records with irregular ballots. So it doesn't seem like it's a systemic problem. It seems like they isolated to what the problem is. But of course, with transparency, we will find out exactly what the problem was.
You are a voting rights attorney. Let me offer you this. Say I didn't win the election. Can I now just say, you know what, the whole thing was screwed up. Maybe I did win the election.
Well, here's what you can always do in any election as a candidate. You can bring an election contest before the courts if you can show evidence that there was something done improperly in either the casting or counting of the votes. You can always do that, and of course, it's always evidence-based.
Do you see that possibly happening in New York City?
Oh, I think so. I think the way it was handled by the Board of Elections, it cast such aspersions on how it was done and how the vote count was done, that if you're one of the losing candidates, you may well want to have a further investigation and potential lawsuit to have a court rule on what happened here.
All right. It will be interesting in the weeks and months to come. Voting and civil rights attorney Richard Bell. Mr. Bell, thank you for talking with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.